following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Chunky Soup presents the game called Your Life. It's Sunday. You're rushing for that yard and mowing it. You'll charge your cordless drill. You will complete that project out back. And for your NFL-sized hunger, you'll eat chunky beef with country vegetable soup. The hunks of beef and potatoes you love, but low in fat, so you can make an unstoppable run to your kid's football game. Campbell's Chunky. It's amazing what soup can do.
It doesn't matter if you've never blocked a shot in your life or couldn't hit a tray if they moved the three-point line an inch from the basket. You can still help your favorite basketball coach win. Doug Gottlieb here urging you to vote in the 2012 Infinity Coaches Charity Challenge. Infinity, an official corporate partner of the NCAA, is giving $100,000 to the coaches charity with the most votes. Find out more about the charities that inspire your favorite coaches. Then vote on ESPN.com/Infinity. NCAA basketball and Infinity. Inspiration is contagious.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's meet our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
I screwed up.
It's not regular price. Come on, Doug.
I don't know what day it is. What do you want from me?
You know how to football team? Never heard of them.
Alabama Roll Tide Roll. Going to take on LSU. Then Bayou Banger down there. There to go. That's D-A-U-X. There to go, Tiger.
The pedicure. So what does that mean there? Is that ear hair or what is that?
Now let's meet Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Actually, for people out there that didn't have the same education I do, that'd be the capital of Illinois, too. We got trouble here, folks. A trumpeter swan's neck is 3 freaking feet long. I'm beyond embarrassing. Did the dog eat your homework? Just say, yeah. We just whacked these two things because they look cool.
What are the guys going to chat about today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here on today's program. Coming up, Sean Callahan of HuskersOnline.com. We'll also be chatting with Ross Halford of HuskerMatt.com, talking about what's going on in the world of high school wrestling, world of wrestling. You got the conferences, meets, a lot of them going on. Maybe we'll get some results from somewhere.
That'd be helpful.
It's like Legion baseball. We know you're out there, but
it's tough to pass them along to fans.
But we don't. God, there was some good basketball last night. A lot of close games. I saw some good basketball last night where I was at. I know Mike did. Over at the Blue Hill Sandy Creek, had a buzzer beater there. There was a lot of buzzer beaters.
Wood River coming around a little bit. Had the lead at halftime, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody gave them a chance. I mean, I didn't think that would be competitive at all heading in, but they played a lot better than I thought they would. It was good for them.
Also coming up, we'll make our selections for this weekend's games. I'm almost ready to do that right now.
Are you?
Yeah. Joe Flacco plays as good as he's ever played. I'm taking Baltimore. I'll definitely take the points. And if New England wins, I can live with that. I can live with that. I got no problem with that. And I'm taking the Giants because that way I'm happy either way because I hate them. They're going to be just like the Cardinals. It's going to make me so sick if they win the Super Bowl because they're not even close to the best team in football. Okay, so they're playing good right now. Then let's give it to the Packers. Let's give it to the Patriots. Let's give it to the team that was playing good in October.
Fair enough.
I had that argument earlier this week. I just think, especially if you can't, with the weather the way it is, I mean, there's no way Alex Smith can have the game that he's had. I mean, that was good for him. Yay for him. I took Baltimore to win the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year. I'm staying with them. I feel good about it. I think 7.5 is a lot of points, but it does worry me because Vegas is right more often than not. But there's a lot of statistics that point Baltimore's way. Although, as you just heard, they're 1-6 all time against New England. A lot of numbers say they're going to cover. So if they can cover, they can win.
Does the rain favor one team or another in the Giants?
I think, and with no real basis to back this up, I think it's got to favor the Giants from a defensive standpoint. But don't you think, you love Frank Gore, but he is not as punishing as Bradshaw and Jacobs, the 1-2 punch. And yeah, Kendall Hunter, he's going to be good. We liked him coming out of Oklahoma State. But Eli, he's just a better quarterback. And so I think when they bring pressure, Eli's going to be able to handle it better than Alex Smith. Of course, neither one of them can run all that well, even though Smith did have one last week. I want San Francisco to win, which is hard to say. But fine, let the Giants win. Yay, woo, go Giants. Yay. What do you think?
You know what? I'm going to go with the New England at home. I think that's huge. And so what you would think, I'd take the other home team in this one, being the San Francisco 49ers. I think the Giants are just that team. They're on the roll right now. You know, you dominate Atlanta at home. You do what you do to the Packers last week. Take over that game. This team is on a roll right now and very tough to stop. And I think that the running game favors, like you said, I think it favors the Giants and those big guys. You know, you got Gore and Hunter on the other side. That defense is playing as well as they have all year. You know, you got to remember, though, the Giants are the team that lost to Seattle at home when Seattle was not a very good football team. They came on towards the end, but when they lost, they were not a good football team. You go back, each one of these teams has had a loss that, you know, that I think that you go...
Well, of course they do. It's the NFL. Of course they do. You don't even have to tell me who. I mean, of course they do. It's the NFL. That's why Vegas makes money. The underdogs do win. The underdogs do cover.
Arizona finds a way to beat San Francisco. Seattle, you know, against the Giants. There's their bad loss.
Arizona played all these people close and had a win. They played all these teams. Arizona played all these teams.
Nice schedule, huh? I mean, if you're a Cardinal fan, you're going, how'd that happen? Final Four?
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to be on the program today, you can also email us to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. If you'd like to be on the program today. Some interesting articles out there. I come across this one from the Omaha World Herald. They've done another article on Mike Schaaf, the Cambridge senior. Now his schools look like they're South Dakota State, Kansas, possibly Eastern Michigan. Maybe to Charlie Weiss.
Seems to be the cream of that crop, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? And I don't know Mike Schaaf personally. I've talked to Mike Schaaf. I've done his wrestling. We've seen him play football. Seen him a couple of weeks ago at the Amherst Invite. He is, I guess, one of the knocks against him is he's not, for lack of a better term, that mean lineman, that eat grass lineman. He's a good kid. He wants to beat you, but he doesn't want to stomp on your head. He's not, and I don't want to say dirty because that's not what a lot of players are, but
aggressive.
He doesn't have aggressive, that edge. He's just a pure athlete, a pure, more powerful than you are type of guy. I don't think he can play for that pompous ass Charlie Weiss.
Well,
and let me tell you this. Charlie Weiss is not going to be the head football. If Mike Schaaf, if anybody goes to Kansas this year, Charlie Weiss will not be their coach when they're seniors. Because he's either going to suck and he's out, or he's going to be good and get out of there as soon as he can. I still can't believe he won't end up back in the pros where the paycheck is. That's where the paycheck is.
Not as a coordinator. He's going to make a hell of a lot more than a coordinator at Kansas. I mean, I think in the NFL, you'd be a position coach and make a good living of $500,000 or something, but I still think, you know, Charlie Weiss, what's he going to get? $3.5 million to be at Kansas?
Now, whatever Mike does, I hope it works out best for him. He'd be a heck of a wrestler, too. So whatever he does, I hope it works out for him.
From what I've heard about Mike Schaaf is, people wish that the aggression on the wrestling mat translated to the football field. They say on the wrestling mat, he goes after you, overpowers you, very aggressive. On the football field, not so much, for whatever reason.
Well, he's getting double and triple teamed every single play at that level. If he was at Class A, maybe he wouldn't be getting double and triple teamed at every play. Anyway, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the other kids, if they're going to Nebraska, what they might be doing. Sean Callahan will join us here in our next segment in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. So that's what's coming up on the show today. And as we get ready for the weekend, Nebraska women got beat last night, even though there were some good performances. But obviously, Daddy, the big story, it'd be cool to see happen, but I give the percentage. It's got to be less than 10%. What are the odds that on June 2nd at the Hartlett Events Center, you're watching Terrell Owens play football?
Zero. I would love to, you know, that would be sold out, because it's always sold out, it sounds like. Number one attendance in all of indoor football, but that would be fun. He's playing with the Wranglers.
Well, here's the story. Terrell Owens, if you listened to the Rome show yesterday, he went off on this, but Owens has accepted an offer to play for and have an ownership stake in the Allen Wranglers of the Indoor Football League. Owens didn't get any offers to play in the NFL after surgery on his left knee last year. He's 38. They open their season February 25th, and the Nebraska Danger play in the Indoor Football League, the IFL. They go to Allen, Texas on March 31st. See, if it was flip-flopped here, I think maybe you'd see this. But then they don't host Allen until June the 2nd. So April, May, into June. I mean, you're talking 2.5 months and like game, 13 out of 16 or something crazy like that. There's no way.
Does Terrell Owens ever play another down in the NFL? Somebody take a flyer.
Significant down? No. No.
Who did he do the interview with the other day when he said, who's the best receiver of all time? And he said, pretty much 1-1-A, Jerry Rice and me. I thought, you know, that's perfect answer for Terrell Owens.
Well, but it's also close to true. I mean, I don't think it's 1A. I think it's 1. Yeah. And then T.O. has to be considered after Jerry Rice. There's only 3 or 4 guys you can put in there. Him, no. And Moss, and some old-timers. That's the problem. The stats aren't ever going to stack up for the old-timers and pick Lynn Swann or just whoever you want in there. They're just not going to stack up with what these guys do now in the age of the past. But, wow, June 2nd, possibility.
That would Terrell be cool.
Owens.
I mean, that'd be cool. I think, like I said, it'd be sold out because they're always sold out there, but what a great opportunity to go see one of the NFL greats right here in your backyard.
We'll take a break. When we come back, Sean Callahan, Husker Online, will join us after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. More and more business people are working remotely from their iPad and iPhones, leaving their laptops behind, working lighter. I do. But the iPad and iPhone can't replace your office computer. That's unless you have GoToMyPC app. It's the missing link. Turns your iPad and iPhone into your computer. With GoToMyPC by Citrix, you can access your entire Mac or PC, work on any program, edit stuff, save any file from anywhere, even on the go, airport, cafe, right from your iPhone. Take care of any urgent request to edit a PowerPoint, update a spreadsheet, work on any file. GoToMyPC, so convenient, reliable, easy to use. Sets up, by the way, in just minutes. Try GoToMyPC today. A special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code Colin. Then download the free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's GoToMyPC.com, Try It Free, promo code Colin.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Here's my credit card, all my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
You can time shift Doug and Daddy. If weekdays at 11 aren't convenient, download or listen to a podcast. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. You can go back far enough and find shows where they talk about who might replace Bob Devaney or whether the wishbone was unstoppable. Nah, but you can hear what you missed this week. Doug and Daddy Podcast. Think of them as TiVo without all those nasty cable bills. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft, downtown Kearney.
We'll see breaks of sun and some cloudiness across the area through the day today with high temperatures up in the mid-20s. Winds will also stay to the south, then shift to the north in the afternoon to about 10 to 15. We'll fall off to 6 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 16 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Chris and Carney says nobody will go to GI and watch Terrell Owens because Polish Days is that weekend.
Polish Days fans.
There's a lot of things going on in the summer. This TNL Husker recruiting update brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Safe, hassle-free, and reliable. Hydrostatically powered for continuous movement and even water distribution. Get decades of dependability and proven hydraulic technology that works. See your local TNL dealer or go online to TLIRR.com, TLIRR.com, to find out more. From Husker Online, Sean Callahan joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Friday. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, it's been good. We've made our Super Bowl predictions already. Who you got?
Part of me, you know, New York's obviously playing really well, but man, going out to San Francisco and with the way the Niners played, I could see the Niners winning this game on Sunday. Just because their defense, I mean, they really slowed down New Orleans, which no one really has done all season, and they've got a physical running game, and they can move the ball, and Alex Smith's playing well. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me to see them make it. In the AFC, I have a hard time picking against New England right now with just the way their offense is playing. I just don't think Joe Flacco has had the type of season it takes to get a team to the Super Bowl, but he's been kind of lucky with some of the breaks they've gotten here.
Interesting, Douglas, because Sean's on the San Francisco bandwagon. Did you realize San Francisco, 12-5-1 against the spread run? They're on by 139 points. Also, 8-0-1 against the spread at home. 8-0-1.
What is the line? They're dogs by a few, right?
No, they're favored by 2.5.
Oh, they're favored by 2.5. Okay.
Sean, let's get into it here. We're 12 days away from putting pen to paper, and it's an exciting time. There's still visits to be done. There are a lot of these walk-on kids, preferred walk-ons, I guess is the way we call them now. Well, what's the difference between a walk-on and a preferred walk-on, Sean? Let the folks know.
Basically, it means you're recruited to walk on, and they put an effort towards getting you. It's just kind of a fancy window dressing term, kind of like almost saying like a certified used car. I mean, it just means that you were really highly recruited by them to want to walk on, and it doesn't mean much different than walk on. I mean, there are typically those guys though that do come to camp. Or they come to practice and have a tryout in September, and if they make the team as a walk-on open tryout, that's a little bit different. These guys are guaranteed a spot to be with the team in the summer and obviously be with the team for the 2012 season. And right now we've confirmed 11 of the walk-ons. I believe there's another one we're going to get today to make it 12. It's a pretty impressive group. I mean, Graham Nabhany just committed to walk-on last night. He was the top running back in Class B at Elkhorn, rushed for 1,500 yards. You had a couple of Burke running backs, Jordan Nelson and Carson Collins. They were some of the top running backs in Class A. Sam Foltz from Grand Island has committed to walk on. I'm sure you guys have talked about that. So overall, I'm pretty impressed with the group. Garrett Johns from Aurora, somewhere in your listening area, he was one of the latest. I spoke with Garrett this morning. He'll come in as an offensive lineman. So top to bottom, it's a pretty solid group of walk-ons. Nebraska is putting together this year.
Sean, I'll stay right here in our backyard. What are you hearing about Riker Fife? Any chance Nebraska offers him? Still an official visit, we understand, this weekend?
You know, I think it's up in the air still, what they could do with him. I know Tim Beck likes him. Obviously, what's not to like about him? If you watch the film and do the homework, the guy is a player. And I think the biggest thing is Devin Fuller has to turn Nebraska down, which I think if you're a betting man, it looks like he could end up at Rutgers. Nebraska would like to possibly get a second quarterback in this class somehow. And if there's a spot open late available, maybe they decide to offer him a gray shirt or something late. Otherwise, you know, it just depends how bad they want him. The situation at Kearney with their offensive coordinator leaving, talking to Jeff Tomlin, he told me this week that's really kind of thrown a wrench in things. I think Riker was a lock to go to UNK at one point until the offensive coordinator change happened, and kind of put his decision up in the air right now as he kind of decides what he wants to do.
That's interesting because you don't want to force a hire here at UNK on one or two kids, but it could definitely make a difference. And a couple of those names, or at least one that we're hearing out there, would, I think, fit him just fine and would be a top level. Before we get on to some of these kids that would get some money, how about Spencer Lindsey? I mean, again, Nebraska's had a lot of fortunate luck here with kickers and in-state kickers, obviously, and we've known from personal experience around here they can be game changers in field position and scoring. What is Spencer Lindsey looking at?
You know, Spencer Lindsey's still kind of making up his decision. He's got the offer from Northwest Missouri State. You know, and I think he's going to visit North Dakota State on Saturday before he makes a final decision. So I think he's kind of weighing his options. But they've identified him as a priority. I mean, they've turned down Drew Farley from Norfolk Catholic. I mean, the kid really wants to walk on, and Nebraska backed off of him. And their attention, I think, focused more to Spencer Lindsey and then obviously Sam Fultz, who could kick and or could punt as well, too. Those were the two kids, I think, that jumped out as in-state guys that they really wanted for punter-kicker-type potential spots in the program. And it's just amazing when you talk about the kickers that have come out of the state. Obviously, you have Alex Henry, you've got Sam Cook, Kyle Larson. But then now look at Greg Zuerlein, the kid that was going to go to Nebraska if the NCAA would have allowed it by when UNO dropped their program. Zuerlein's the number one kicker on the NFL draft board. He's from Lincoln Pius. Then you've got Brett Maher, who NFL scouts have already told me has jumped out to them as a potential top prospect for the kicker and punter jobs in the following year's draft. So it's amazing the kickers and punters that come out of the state, and it's kind of mind-boggling that no one offers these guys scholarships out of high school.
Sean, what's the official number that are solid ins for Nebraska right now?
For scholarship guys?
Yes.
You know, I think it's going to be around 18. It's hard to say. You know, the Big Ten does only let you oversign by three. And, you know, you look at Nebraska's senior class right now, it's not a big class. And, you know, going into the year, there were just 14 scholarship seniors. But then you factor in Josh Mitchell possibly leaving and JT Kerr. That brings them up to 16. You know, you could oversign by three. So the most you could take in that scenario would be 19. If Collins Okafor decides to go to medical school and gets into accepted, they could possibly even take 20. But that would still be oversigning by three. So I think 18 is the safe number, maybe 19, because ideally you've got to obviously give Brett Maher a scholarship. You've got to look at Spencer Long as a possible scholarship guy. You got to look at Sung-Hoon Choi as a scholarship guy. There are walk-ons in the program that if you're going to keep the credibility of that walk-on program and promise guys scholarships if they win starting jobs, you've got to have some ships available to give to those guys too.
Sean Callahan, Husker Online, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. What are the chances Nebraska lands any of the cornerbacks they've targeted? Brandon Beaver, Devian Shelton, Raymond Ford.
You know, I think when you look at it, I think Beaver's definitely off the list right now. I just don't see him coming to Nebraska. It just seems like they're on the outside looking in. Shelton, it looked good, but now he's getting Washington in the mix. And if you follow Washington and what's going on out there, the number one recruiter in the country just left Cal, went to Washington, and I think that could really factor in with him looking at Washington. So those two guys I don't have a good feel for and don't think they're going to pick Nebraska. Raymond Ford, I like Nebraska's chance with him the best of those three. I think Utah could be a potential dark horse, but Nebraska to me is probably the team to beat, and he's a talented-looking kid out of Florida. They will be bringing in a kid this weekend from Ohio by the name of Leroy Alexander. He could play safety. He's not a corner. So it's up in the air with those guys. I mean, I think they're still in it with Shelton, but I think with UCLA and Washington trying to get Shelton, it could be a race here down the stretch.
Okay, Sean, how many visitors will Nebraska have this weekend?
Well, if you count Riker 5, it'd be 5, but right now we have 4. We haven't actually confirmed that Riker will be an official or an unofficial. And so right now it's Corey Whitaker. He's an offensive lineman that's a backup to Anders Pete. If they don't get Anders Pete, they would try to get this guy. Aaron Curry is a defensive tackle out of Dallas. They're the team to beat for him. Amani Cross is a running back out of the state of Florida. He'll be coming in. I'm sorry, he's out of Georgia. He's out of Gainesville, Georgia. He'll be in, 220-pound back. I think Nebraska stands good with him. And then Leroy Alexander from Toledo Whitmore High School, who does not have an offer, but could very well leave Lincoln with an offer after the weekend.
What's the difference between an official and an unofficial visit?
Well, an official visit, you get everything paid for. You get your hotel paid for, your airfare paid for, all your steaks at Misty Steakhouse or wherever you eat paid for. And if your family comes in, they have to pay their own way to get there. But once they get there, they get the hotel, the meals, everything paid for. Now, unofficially, it just means you drive in on your own. They can't buy your lunch. They can't buy you anything. You can't buy a hotel room for you. It's a huge difference in that respect.
Unofficial visits, have as many as you want, but you get one official visit, correct?
Yeah, per prospect.
And, yeah.
A prospect can take 5. And total. I think total each year you get like 54 or 55 officials you can use. And Nebraska has extended it up this year. I mean, but by the time it's done, they're going to use close to 50 visits, which honestly, guys, is you're not going to see any teams in the country, use that many visits. That's a lot of visits, and they've brought in a lot of guys this year.
John from Kearney wants to know about Evan Goodman and Alonzo Moore.
Evan Goodman right now has Nebraska in his final 3. We were pretty surprised to see that because he had kind of been off the radar. I mean, this guy is a specimen. When he came on his visit, I thought he was a 25-year-old NFL player. I mean, this guy's an unbelievably looking athlete. I don't think he's coming to Nebraska. Alonzo Moore, I do think he's coming to Nebraska. If you had a pick right now, he just got updated to a 4-star. He's a top guy out of Louisiana. I think Nebraska has a very good chance to get Alonzo Moore.
Overall, the talent in this class, you rated a what?
Well, the numbers are small, but the quality is very, very good. And it's been a whole different approach. Instead of what they used to do, Nebraska guys could have filled this class up months ago, but they chose to wait it out for the best. And that to win these big games, they know they need the best players. And that's why they're waiting it out right now on guys like Anders Pete, Alonzo Moore. And they're not going to just settle for guys to fill spots. I mean, that's, in my opinion, a Division II, 1AA mentality, just to get guys to fill spots. At Nebraska's level, they shouldn't have to do that. They need to wait for the best, and they're doing that right now. And I think it's going to be a class that will be in the top 25 before it's all said and done.
Sean, you mentioned Nebraska and the Big Ten can oversign by 3. Is that a pretty standard deal around the country? What can the SEC oversign by?
The SEC can only oversign. There's a maximum rule now, too. I don't know what the number is, but after Houston Nutt signed like 38 guys one year, and I'm not exaggerating, they put a rule in place to prevent that. I think you can only – I don't know what it is. I think it's 28 maybe now, 25 or 28. 25 is the most you can technically sign and bring in on a year in scholarship. So if you have 28, you're saying – 3 of those 28 aren't going to make grades or you're going to cut them loose. And they were doing that with, upwards of 30-plus guys. Nebraska brought in 31 in 2005, but they actually had room for 31 because if you have early enrollees that come in December, you can count them for the previous year. So if you signed 19 the previous year, you could have 6 count for the year before and 25 count for the year after. And that's how USC, even if their scholarship limitations, they were able to sign a huge class last year. And now this year, USC's scholarship ban of 10 kicks in, where they have to sign 10 less guys each year.
Wow.
And they only have 12 if you check out Rivals rankings. They only have 12 right now. Nebraska, 11. Everybody else, there's a couple schools. Florida State has like 15. But everybody else, Notre Dame, 17. 22, 24. It's like their class is completed. Nebraska vaulted up one spot to number 36 this week. But, Sean, if Andres Pete does commit, I mean, this doesn't count him. This doesn't count some of the guys we're talking about. How high would this class get if Nebraska gets who you think they're going to get?
Let's put it in. Okay, let's just say they get Vincent Valentine. They get Alonzo Moore. They get Aaron Curry. They get Andres Pete. That's 15 guys right there. That shoots them up pretty high into the top 25. You know, they get this Amani Cross. That's 16. Then they get one of these defensive backs. That would be 17. I think the kid out of Florida I mentioned would probably be the most likely guy that they get as that defensive back, Raymond Ford. And then maybe 18, they take Leroy Alexander late. You know, I think that definitely puts them in the top 25. I mean, that's kind of if I just had a guess, that would be how I would see the class closing out. There's also a tight end they're going to bring in next week from Hawaii, Keone Bushlu. He came to camp, did really well. He's just a two-star, but he's one of the top kids in Hawaii. It's really hard to get an accurate rating evaluation on Hawaii prospects because obviously we don't have the resources to fly out there and watch kids in Hawaii play, but I'd gladly take the trip out there if they offered it.
Sean, last question I have for you is, how many of these, I mean, if you get away from the recruiting, how many of these kids can contribute in the next 2 years?
You know, that's what you're hoping for. Andres Pete, if he comes, definitely I think contributes maybe year one. I think a guy like Jordan Westerkamp can contribute in the first couple of years. Mohamed Cisse, Zaire Anderson, they're probably starting next year. I think one of the linebackers, if not two of them, will play. Michael Rose, Jared Afalava. They're bringing in four linebackers because they have no linebackers on this football team right now. Defensive end, you look at the team right now, after Jason Ankara and Josh Williams and Joe Carter, they've got nothing, guys. I think Avery Moss and Greg McMullen have great opportunities to come in and play because really after those guys I mentioned, Toby Okiemi, Walker Ashburn, and then Donovan Vestal have really not shown anything that they could play right away. So I think a lot of these guys in this class have an opportunity to play early.
One more email question. I think I can answer this, but we'll give it to the professional. Luke and Carney, why don't we use a higher percentage of our official visits during the season? Game days are our biggest selling point, and the weather is much better. It's simply a scheduling thing for these high school kids, isn't it? But I'll let you go.
Well, has anyone followed? My question to this guy is, has he followed Nebraska this year? Nebraska has used far and away the most in-season visits of any team in the country. It's not even close. I think they use over 30 this year, I believe, which averages out, you know, to six a game. You really can't host more than five or six kids a game. If you bring 9 or 10, you just don't do a good job in hosting that many kids. Nebraska brings the most kids in and year out for home games. So they do an unbelievable job, in my opinion, of adjusting the schedule with the limited flight schedules to Lincoln and Omaha to get kids in for home games, better than any team in the country.
And Sean, Bo and Tim were at Tommy Armstrong's visiting him, and he's apparently a solid commit. Do we have anything wavering that we thought was solid?
Not that I know of. I mean, Tommy Armstrong is as solid as can be. Texas tried to offer him, and he turned him down. So it doesn't get much better than that if you can get a kid from Texas to turn down the Longhorns.
Then you got that kid who wants to go to Washington. Certainly you think he could play for that defense right away. Wow.
What kid's that?
No, the kid that you said got the best recruiter in California, went to Washington, that defensive back that Washington's now in the mix for.
Yeah, Washington, the other thing, too, is the defensive coordinator from Oregon State, or the coach from Oregon State that was recruiting Shelton to Oregon State, went to Washington as well. So that's why I think Washington's going to be tough to beat for Shelton, if not UCLA, because he's from L.A. You know, I just think it's going to be an uphill climb fighting those two factors right now.
Sean Callahan of Husker Online with us all the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, of course, he'll be making his trip through central and western Nebraska next month. The 20th confirmed for McCook, I believe, right, Sean? And then it's Kearney,
yep.
Hastings, Grand Island the next 3 days.
Going to be a fun trip, and I believe we're going to do Kearney Thursday night this year, if I remember the schedule right, in Grand Island, I think, is Wednesday, and then – Hastings will be Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, we'll confirm that, but I know that you're going to be in those four cities, the Tri-Cities and McCook, those four nights, and we'll catch up with you, obviously, a couple times before then. And keep up the great work, Sean, and take care.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Husker Online, Sean Callahan. You can't do any better than following them at HuskerOnline.com. Our TNL Husker recruiting update brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems for safe, hassle-free, and reliable, hydrostatically powered for continuous movement and even water distribution. Get decades of dependability and proven hydraulic technology that works. See your local TNL dealer or go to TLIRR.com to find out more.
You know, it's interesting stuff, and everybody gets fired up for it, but it goes back to that question. When do they contribute? When do they ever step foot on the field? I can go back to my high school. When I got an overmatched team, my highlights look pretty good. I mean, and you see these highlights, you go, oh, man, he's really good. Well, who's he playing against? I mean, I go to that recruiting dinner. I've been there the last 4 years. Oh, my gosh, look at the offensive line. Oh, my gosh, look at this kid. Move these kids. Where the hell are they at? Our offensive line stunk. Seriously. Where are they at? I get, you know, this recruiting hype's great.
Remember,
but where are they at?
The kid that hasn't played yet's always better.
Yeah, I know, and I get that from Elk and Conquistador.
Ross Halford of HuskerMatt.com joins us when we come back.
Hey, it's Golic. Stop by Lowe's this week for great savings. Save more than $8 on a six-pack of Utilitech 65-watt indoor floodlights, now just $6. Plus, get a two-pack of Utilitech 90-watt outdoor floodlights for only $4.98. And if you want to save money and water, get a new AquaSource dual-flush toilet for just $98. That's a saving of $20. Find these and other great values on the products you need to improve your home inside and out. But you better hurry. Supplies will not last long. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer is valid through January 23rd.
Only the Home Depot has the new Delta Zella bath faucet. At just $69, this distinctive high arc faucet brings a new twist to the old idea that to be stylish is to be expensive. Plus, it's WaterSense certified, which saves not only water, but water bills. Let the savings flow with the stylish new Delta Zella bath faucet for an amazingly low $69. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see breaks of sun and some cloudiness across the area through the day today with high temperatures up in the mid-20s. Winds will also stay to the south, then shift to the north in the afternoon to about 10 to 15. We'll fall off to 6 tonight. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now, 16 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you've seen any of the publications today, you know that John Papuch has got a raise by becoming the defensive coordinator.
What's he up to?
You were right. $5 million total. Just under $5 million is what the entire staff makes, including Bo. which is less than Nick Saban makes, right? At six.
Right. You want to compete with those teams, but financially, do you even have the resources? I mean, those guys, when they can make 500,000, 600,000, 800,000 more, they're going to go to those places.
Papuchis gets 300,000. He was at 200 last year, and in 08 he was at 120. Tim Beck goes to 365, up 20,000. Kaczynski starts out at 195 after leaving Iowa. Paltry sum. Let's see. Barney Cotton and Ron Brown go up to 240. Ross Ells gets a $50,000 raise to 220. Corey Raymond remains at 200,000. Rich Fisher goes up 20 to 180, and John Garrison goes up 20 to $160,000.
Well, you know, everybody's sitting out there going, well, nice salaries. Comparatively speaking, I don't think they are.
Pelini goes from 2.775 to 2.875 on March 1st.
$100,000 bonus. Cool.
That's what we all get, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what we all get. All of our guests, you know, we can't give you a $100,000 raise, but we can give you a good meal from a BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington Cozad in North Platte. Come in and try one of the new BK toppers. Three to choose from. There's one to tempt everyone's taste buds at Burger King, and we are getting closer and closer and closer. Do you realize that 1 month we will be in Omaha at the State High School Wrestling Tournament this weekend, and Ross Halford of HuskerMatt.com joins us again here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hard to believe, isn't it, Ross?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Once you hit January, it just really, you know, starts flying by. I actually wrote in my weekly notebook last night that the district projections, I'll start putting those out this week, and that's kind of my class by class, weight by weight, here's what I think the state tournament will look like from the qualifier perspective. So it's time to start looking ahead to that part of the season. So,
Ross, when we had you on right around the Christmas time, and we visited about wrestling, are there individuals right now that have put together records that you're like, well, we didn't see that coming, a freshman or sophomore that really stands out that are making noise?
You know, I think, you know, when I create the elite 30 freshman class, and I do my, you know, kind of class by class top 30 listings of the best wrestlers in the state, I feel pretty good about most of them. There's always some kids that kind of slip through the cracks a little bit, but you know, for the most part, I think, you know, our group of freshmen there, I think they're performing about like I thought they did. Certainly have like Doyle Trout from Centennial, he's still unbeaten on the season, and watched him wrestle the Hanson kid from Tama a couple weeks ago at High Plains, and that's Hanson's only loss on the season too. Those two will probably meet again in the state finals, but it's still a pretty tough weight at 106 Class C. But but if you want to really, you know, take a look at records and things like that, I mean, you guys were talking about Mike Schaff earlier, and geez, I mean, just you look at the numbers on the kid. He's 134-1 in his career, and he hasn't had a match go higher than last longer than a minute and eight this year. And it's just, you look at his victories, and it's literally, it goes 10 and 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 8 seconds. It's just incredible what he's put together this season and for career.
He just walks up to you, he taps you on one shoulder, he underhooks you on the other, he throws you to your back, and it's over. It just depends if you can squirm for an extra second. Ross Halford of HuskerMatt.com joins us. Injuries and other stuff always affect teams this time of year. Dan Lanusky at Adams Central tells me that his state champion Christian Berry will not be able to wrestle in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. He suffered a concussion a couple of weeks ago at High Plains, still not able to go. And I guess every once in a while I'll admit I did not know this happened. I read on your blog that Coleman Westerby is no longer with the Grand Island Wrestling Program. They've lost two studs, Fruchtel last year, Westerby this year. What's the story, and how does that affect their team?
Well, I'll tell you, I won't get into the details because, quite honestly, I don't know all the details. I am kind of in a fortunate position where usually once significant things happen with programs and teams that I'm pretty, you know, close to, you know, getting real-time information on things. But it is what it is. I mean, Coleman, he actually got dinged up a little bit out there at the Flatwater and missed the next couple weeks, not with the concussion, and was set to come back. But apparently, I don't know what the again circumstances are, but he will not return, from my understanding. And I believe there was another wrestler as well, and I don't know if he was the 195 or the 220 pounder, but he was a starter. He's also will not return to Grand Island as well. And so, yeah, that's a significant loss. You know, they handled Omaha Burke a couple weeks ago, but as I wrote in my notebook this week, when you're down at the state tournament and then you have 32 teams, well, the loss of Coleman Westerby will get magnified in Omaha. And I'm going to tell you right now, Omaha Burke has every opportunity to win a Class A state title as well. Grand Island will have to maximize everything that they have. And I think kind of good for the fans, though, for the first time in a long time, we'll actually have a solid, you know, team race in Class A. And Scott's still working through a couple injuries as well in Class B. Specifically the Sackett at 152, kind of been almost chronically injured throughout his career, and you know got hurt I think at Boys Town before Christmas, comes back to wrestle up Carlos Rodriguez, but then I saw he wasn't in the lineup again last week at East West Duels in Lexington. So injuries. I've seen a lot of teams that are beat up now and have kids out, but primarily we look at the team races and say who's out and how does that affect the team races, and yeah, there's some things that that are causing I'm sure a little bit of heartburn for some of these top teams right now.
Ross, I want to get your thoughts on a local team here in Amherst. Excuse me. I went to referee a junior varsity basketball game last night. A lady comes up to me, said, "Are you having that Halford guy on tomorrow?" I said, "Yes, we are. You're a very popular man in Amherst. I want you to know that."
Awesome.
You don't need to
buy. Bad.
But just your overall thoughts on Tyler Herman's crew this year.
Yeah, I'll get to that here. But that's an interesting that somebody came up, because you kind of made it sound like somebody might be looking for me. I get that. And I'm serious. I mean, it doesn't happen very often, but believe me, I have a few people that, heavy is the head that wears the crown. That's always what I say. And I have to really be careful about, what I write and what I talk about sometimes, because I might, unknowingly really make somebody upset about something. And so hopefully that wasn't a bad thing.
No, it was a good thing.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's good. Because I don't want to have to go to the tournaments and, look around and say, who's going to jump after me after the stands, Amherst, I mean, they're just a perennial power. I have so much respect for the job that Coach Herman's done at that program, and just the way that they dominate and year in and year out basis. And I am really interested, though. I think that Class B is clearly a two-team race, and I really don't think you can count out Pender, who pushed Amherst last year at the state. Upper Amherst stubbed their toe a little bit day one, came back and sealed that thing, I believe, in the final day of the state tournament. But Pender's, I talked to a lot of people around the state, and certainly they give Amherst their respect. But this Pender team looks for real as well, and they don't see each other, I don't believe, during the regular season at all. But I'm planning on going and seeing Pender tomorrow at the Oakland Craig tournament as well. I have not seen Amherst, but I do hear a lot of really good things about them, and certainly they have young kids that are contributing, the Diverns and some of the other kids that they have this year, and that bodes well for the future. But awesome program and great fans out there too. I have the utmost respect for the passion that their fans put towards the program out there.
Let's talk about a couple of the area meets tomorrow and start with the Lou Platt Conference. Ross Halford of HuskerMat.com is joining us. Adams Central is always the favorite in this one. Last year it was Wood River because they were so stacked. But Adams Central is the favorite because they're the only Class B program in the conference, and usually they just have more numbers. But Coach Linusky, with all these injuries and illnesses, he says there's kids not in school today. They could be vulnerable, but I don't really see anybody else stepping up. Kearney Catholic's the only team that's ranked, and we know that's because they've got three or four kids that can get you some points at state, but I think that might be all the kids that they have that can medal at the conference tournament as well. What can you tell us about Adams Central and some of the teams in the Lou Platte for tomorrow?
Well, I do like Adams Central now. I wasn't aware of some of the injuries and reasons why different kids will be out this week too. But you know, I will tell you, they have a good enough team too. Where occasionally, even if they have even if Christian Berry's out, they have another kid, I believe, a Rostovic kid that wrestles behind him. That's not too bad. I've seen his name in some of the when he wrestles on JV, they will go to some of the Class C and D meets, and he seems to do pretty well there. And whatever, so they have kids. They have a good, solid, deep team, and so they have, I think, kids that would fill in, and I would fully expect them to win. I mean, when you look at teams out of that conference, you mentioned Wood River down a little bit this year, but we'll still score some points. And Kearney Catholic, you're right, they're made for the state tournament. They're not a top to bottom, decent kid at every weight type of thing. And you know, you bring in, I believe that tournament's out of Donovan, correct?
Yes.
You know, Donovan's got a couple kids out there, the Cosgrove kid and the Maurer kid as well. And I believe if this is the one that Ravenna's in as well, correct? And, you know, they've got a couple kids up there, Sean Bach at 182 and Steele. So, I'm not sure. I would expect, though, Adams Central, just based on what I've seen this year. I've seen them a couple times, and provided that it's only a couple kids that are out, then I expect them to be in pretty good shape with that tournament. So,
couple other big meets, David City, and then, of course, the Higgins over at Lexington. It always draws a number of teams from across Nebraska and Kansas. So what about the Higgins and maybe something else that catches your eye this weekend?
Well, yeah, I'm actually on my way back. I work down in Kansas this week, and so I'm on my way back, and then I will kind of switch vehicles and head out to David City. And the way that they run that tournament now, it's a pool tournament, and last year we didn't get done until midnight. They just started at 11, and so I should be out there in plenty of time to catch some good matches out there. Solid tournament, though. I think we have four out of the top 10 teams in C. Got Gretna, number two, and B, a good tournament. And you mentioned the Lexington. You'll bring in Scott City, Kansas, number one, and 4A Kansas. They're a quality team, and they've really dominated that tournament the last couple of years. And you get your North Platte and Lincoln Southwest. It's a good mixture of B and A teams as well. And then really look out west. That Chadron tournament, which gets underway today, it's a two-team tournament. It really brings together some of the best teams from Wyoming, South Dakota, Nebraska, Class B teams, and even some of your Class C teams that have some solid kids out there too. So I'm really looking forward to Class C. I just got a text from somebody out there, and they said, this so-and-so bracket is just stacked out there. And somebody had put up on the forum all the rated kids, and it looked to me like every single weight class out at Chadron this weekend has at least 8 rated kids in it as well. So it's going to be a heck of a deal. If it wasn't so far of a drive, I would certainly head out there, but Open Craig tomorrow should be a good one. That's a good opportunity for me to see some teams I haven't seen yet, this year, and Plattsmouth tournament as well tomorrow. Always a good tournament. Some good Class A teams, and then mostly Class B teams too. But it's a great weekend for wrestling. No matter where you're at, there's going to be something good going on. So.
And we got conference, and then one more weekend, and we get into districts and state, and that's what we've got going on. Ross Halford, HuskerMatt.com, Omaha North and Grand Island are headed out to Colorado. They're at the top of the Rockies tournament today and tomorrow. Last question for you, Ross. I look at this. I've already heard some people talking. What is the number? I guess the question is, when we get to state, and if everything works out, what class, which two wrestlers that are in the same class? We knew last year it was the kid from Central City and Bowling and Gilman, that's what everybody was looking for at state. Where's the number one and two, the very, very toughest, any class, any weight? You got something off the top of your head?
Well, I mean, if you're going to look at premier matchup, obviously what's setting up again, you just mentioned bowling, you know, with the Colton Adams from Scottsdale now. He's made the weight jump up to 126 now as well. And so with that then, you know, bowling's there, and so you look at that matchup, and, you know, you can't dismiss either Adam Central or Christian Berry. We would have three former state champions in one weight now. One other story that I'm kind of following that I'll have to, you know, figure out if I want to, or kind of figure out how this thing will go as well, is at 126B, obviously, what we're talking about there. But, you know, for the team purposes, Thomas Gilman out of Scott, number one overall wrestler in the state this year, a three-time state champion. He's been up at 32 as well. Now, I've had some people that have asked and said, well, could he, you know, possibly make 26? Well, with the weight-cutting rules that you have now, you can only lose, you know, so much weight in a given amount of time as well. So at some point, when you're weighing in and you have to submit your, you know, your weigh-ins on a weekly basis as well, and I'm not 100% sure what he's been weighing in at as well, but I think that the option for him to drop down to 26 might still be there. We'll know a lot more probably after this weekend as well, but I wouldn't discount that possibility, although I don't know that Scott would gain a lot of advantage from that. What's happened with Adams at 26 is that he's really pushed the Scott 126-pounder, who's a returning state medalist, almost out of the state medal mix because 126B is so tough. But even if they were to flip-flop and say, well, we'll put Thomas down here, if they move Jake Walker to 132, I still think that he's probably on the outside looking in at that weight, and they may even damage their, you know, state title hopes with something like that. But it is an interesting scenario. I just don't know for sure if it's going to be possible or if they'll do it, but we're going to find out a lot more. If that happens, you'd have probably the single most decorated state bracket in history with four you know, state champions in that one weight class. So,
and I'm sure they'd find a way to get them all on the same side of the bracket. Ross Halford joins us here from HuskerMat.com. We'll catch up with you again around district time, Ross. Thanks so much for the expertise, and enjoy your wrestling weekend.
Yes, sir. We'll see you later. Take care.
Take care. HuskerMat.com's Ross Halford joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Looking forward to it all tomorrow. The finals of the Lou Platt Conference meet will be live on Classic Hits 98.9. Could start anywhere between 2 and 3:30, so just kind of keep your radio on. And as always, all of our sporting events on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Douglas, you head into the weekend, though. Troutman's waiting for you with all the quality meats that they have to offer. Right now, they've got 80-20 ground beef, $2.99 a pound, lean tender beef cube sticks for $5.39 a pound, lean tender beef stew meat, $4.89 a pound, and don't forget the hickory smoked bacon. They've got it. Troutman's quality meats. Carrie's waiting for you behind the counter. They've got all the sauces, all the spices that go on it. When you want a prime rib, they'll cut it to your specifications. You want some steaks cut to your specifications, they'll do that as well. They've got the beer and the wines to go with it. Troutman's quality meat, certified Angus beef, cut to your specifications. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Carrie's waiting for you behind the counter. Doesn't get any. It's not a grocery store, folks. Go check it out. It's a different quality of meat. Troutman's in Kearney.
We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Only the Home Depot has the new Delta Zella bath faucet. At just $69, this distinctive high arc faucet brings a new twist to the old idea that to be stylish is to be expensive. Plus, it's WaterSense certified, which saves not only water, but water bills. Let the savings flow with the stylish new Delta Zella bath faucet for an amazingly low $69. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
If you own a small business, here's an easy way to get in front of millions of potential customers online. Just do what 2,000 small businesses do every day. Claim your free profile on Manta.com. Like Grandma's Italian Cheesecake in the Bronx, New York. Manta's helped them get found on search engines and smartphones, and sales are up 400%. Claim your free profile now, where small business grows. Manta.com.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them. Even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
This Sunday, it's the championship round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader on the Westwood One Dial Global Radio Network. First, the AFC title is up for grabs as Tom Brady and the New England Patriots host Ray Lewis and the Baltimore Ravens. Then, Eli Manning and the New York Giants head to San Francisco to take on the 49ers for a chance to advance to Super Bowl 46. The NFL playoffs are right here.
Coverage begins Sunday at 1 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see breaks of sun and some cloudiness across the area through the day today with high temperatures up in the mid-20s. Winds will also stay to the south, then shift to the north in the afternoon to about 10 to 15. We'll fall off to 6 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 16 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations. Remember, you can email us anytime. We'll get to them when we can every day here on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you think of something over the weekend, fire it off to us. And don't forget, as you heard, both the championship games Sunday right here. Athlon has already put out its predictions for a variety of college football items, and they have predicted the finish for next year's Leaders and Legends division in the Big Ten. In the Leaders division, they take Ohio State, followed by Wisconsin, Penn State, Illinois, Purdue, Indiana. In the Legends division, Michigan number one, Michigan State number two, Nebraska third, followed by Iowa, Northwestern, and Minnesota. Something tells me Minnesota's not going to be last in that division this time. And when you read that Leaders division, all kinds of trouble there. Indiana's not good. Purdue, hope is, if he doesn't have a good season, he's going to be out the door, even though they won a bowl game this year. Illinois, new coach. Penn State, mess. Wisconsin, losing a lot of people. A lot of people and
coaches.
Five full-time assistants. And then Ohio State isn't eligible anyway. Be a good year to be in the Leaders division.
What do you think of Nebraska third? Right off the, I mean, was that what?
We're going to be better than Michigan State. But you got to agree that Michigan will be the favorite with Denard Robinson coming back and what Brady Hoke's been able to do there.
Late come to Lincoln, though. Good news for Huskers.
Tri-City Storm is home this weekend, tonight, tomorrow night against Waterloo. If you get a chance, please go out and see them. They've added two more players, Brian Ward and Ryan Ivey. Tim Lappin has been added to the USHL-NHL Top Prospects game Tuesday in Michigan, so he'll also be playing this weekend and then headed out there. You can hear tonight's game on the Breeze, 94.5. Tomorrow's game will be on Classic Hits 98.9. UNK basketball is at Colorado Springs tonight, Colorado Pueblo tomorrow. Both men and women are very competitive, as good as, if not better, records than UNK, so a very big weekend if the Lopers, especially the men, have hopes of doing anything in the postseason. Hastings College tomorrow welcomes nationally ranked Briar Cliff. 18th-ranked men take on Hastings at 1. Second-ranked women take on the 19th-ranked Hastings women at 3. But Breyer's never had a lot of success in Hastings, so let's hope Coach Nittman and the gang can pull off the upset.
Hit that start time one more time because it has changed.
1 for the men, 3 for the women on 1230 KHAS. Also high school hoops tonight here on ESPN Radio. 1460, it's Kearney and Lincoln Southeast. 1550, it's Hastings and Granada Northwest. St. Cecilia will host Aquinas on 1230 KHAS. Pleasanton Elm Creek Classic Hits 98.9. Tomorrow here on ESPN, Kearney Catholic will be taking on Gothenburg. 2:30 go time. We've got the wrestling, also basketball on the Breeze, 94.5, and 1230 KHAS high school going on tomorrow as well. And I got to get that sheet.
I got the sheet. It's right here.
They will have Adams Central, Grand Island Central Catholic on 1230 KHAS tomorrow, and then the Huskers in Ohio State. What do you think?
I don't know how it could be good. I'd like it to be good, but I just don't see it. I think it's going to be.
Where does the time go? You're gonna say beat down again because you hate the Huskers. An institution is closing its doors today, but again, not going out of business. We want to say thanks to all the folks at Misco Sports for all they've done for the past 40 years. Sometimes people freak out when you don't know what's going on. They just want to let you know that, yes, they are closing the doors. You won't be able to walk in the front door and buy a pair of socks or a pair of shoes anymore. But they believe bigger, better expansion. They are not losing any of their employees. They continue to, they're going to be on the road, and they're going to be taking care of you out of their main office in Ord as well or better than they ever have. Still taking care of all the schools and more, all the organizations, the clubs, the teams. You're going to get your bats. You're going to get your uniforms. You're going to get your helmets. You're going to get everything you need with the great service from Misco's, and we look forward to our continued partnership with them. But today, the final day, the doors close on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. So they are open today. If you get a chance, slide on in there, say goodbye to the store, and maybe get yourself a good deal on something.
Sad. Been around for a long time. It's been that's one of the staples. Been around for the whole, for just a long
Your
time.
Your whole life.
Yes. My entire whole life.
Yeah. Which sounds like it could be coming to an end.
I do not feel very good. Damn that cold.
Maybe I should do something about it.
Believe me, I have been.
We want to thank Sean Callahan from Husker Online for joining us for a big-time recruiting update today, and Ross Halford of HuskerMatt.com. If you miss any of our guests, go to the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll see you on Monday.
Have a great weekend, folks. Be safe. We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy, 1460 in Kearney. 1550, our friends in Hastings.
Go Ravens.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.